Okay, what to expect when you're expecting. Oh my God, look at all this stuff. Hi, James from Ingvid. I got some news. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I'm expecting. No, I'm not expecting. But what would that mean if you were in North America or in England, Australia, or any other country where there are majority speaking English people or a lot of people speak English? Let's go to the board and find out. What does it mean to expect? Yo, Edie, you don't look happy. What the? To be expecting, usually it means we're waiting for something to happen. When it comes to pregnancy, it means to be pregnant. You're expecting a child, a baby, to come out in 9 months. Today's lesson is what to expect when you're expecting. And I'm just going to go through the beginning from when the baby is conceived. We'll go through what that means to when the baby comes out and give you a couple of details that might be interesting for you as an expectant parent. Remember, you're expecting a parent waiting for a child. There are other issues to be discussed that will not be done in this particular video. But if you are pregnant right now or you're trying to get pregnant, why don't we just go to the board? Ready? All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is trying to conceive or trying to have a baby. Okay? Yes, some people want to have a child. Some of you are like, why would you want this craziness? It's like, some people do. So what we say is here, you might be at work and your friend comes and goes, yeah, we've been trying to conceive for the last 3 months. It means they are planning on having a child. They want to have one and they are actively trying to get one. So you might say, we're trying to have a baby or we're trying to conceive. Okay? That's what they will say. Unplanned. That is when somebody has a baby by accident. They are in adult relationships and perhaps not wearing. See, I told you I'm not covering all of these because it would be called a contraceptive. A contraceptive is something that a male or a female may use in order to stop a baby from happening. Okay? Different topic. But if you don't wear a contraceptive, then you may have an unplanned pregnancy, which means you didn't want to have one, but now somebody is pregnant and expecting a baby. One more. Inseminate. What does that mean? Like, geez, I came for an English lesson, not a medical one. Well, to inseminate means to put semen in something, which means to make a lady pregnant. The sperm. Mama told me to go back to school and be a doctor, but did I listen? No. Okay, that's a little sperm. It meets the egg. Inseminate means they meet up, okay? Why am I telling you this? Because some people get what's called artificial insemination. That means they go to a doctor who injects a woman. There is no male, female. They are injected, and the sperm goes to the egg, but not through the normal way. So to inseminate means to put in, right? In this case, it could be artificial insemination. Now, you don't. Please don't. Do not ask a woman, were you artificially inseminated? That's private business, but it might be what happens, and they may explain it to you, like, I had to be artificially inseminated because of different reasons, okay? Usually, when a woman is pregnant, the first sign she will know that she is pregnant is that she misses a period. There are videos on Ingvid about menstrual cycle. Yes, I said menstrual, and it has nothing to do with men. It should be womenstrual, but that's too difficult to say. Check it out, okay? It will tell you about the cycles of a woman's moon, things like that, and then you'll understand what it means when a woman misses one. If you're a guy, that's when you go, damn! Unless you have a planned pregnancy, then you're like, all right! Okay, so when a woman misses her period, that time of her month is another way we say it, she may be pregnant. The best way to tell is not to wait for the next period she misses, but that is time to get a pregnancy test. Now, I don't know because I'm such a good boy. I've never been in this situation. Or maybe I'm not lucky. I don't know. Who knows? It will either have a blue dot or not, and it means pregnant, not pregnant. Each kit or test is different, but best to get one done, and I would say probably try it 2 or 3 times just in case to see what the result is. Depending on that, then you need to go see a doctor and you get, well, we got medical over here. So why don't I go, well, I'll do this one first. Then if you're pregnant, you're going to go through three different stages. Three stages of pregnancy are called trimesters. Tri means three. It's Latin, right? Tri. So trimesters and semester, there are three parts to the pregnancy. The first is egg to fetus. If you remember, I talked about the egg, that little thing here. That is when it starts to start becoming a baby. This is a very important stage. In many Western cultures, countries, the first to 13 weeks, they call it a fetus. It is not considered a baby just yet. This is very important. I will not go into why or the moral problems or implications. Implications means problems that arise from this, but is to say that it is not necessarily considered a baby at this point in time. But it is considered alive. Okay? It is alive. But there are no features. There is nothing you can tell it's baby. We would say it's a bunch of cells. So it's a bunch of cells coming together. So that is called the fetus. This is between weeks 1 and 13. At this time, generally, nobody talks or tells other people about the baby, partly because of what I just told you. The other is, this is a very dangerous time for a woman. The baby may be lost. Okay? If the baby is lost, it's called a miscarriage, and that means something has gone wrong during the pregnancy. So generally put, no one says anything about whether they are pregnant or not at this time. It's partly tradition, but partly medical concern. On the second trimester, we have features. Features like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, eyes, nose, lips. Okay, they can see different things about the baby. They have features. This is between 14 and 26 weeks. This is the magical time when people call it a baby. It is now a baby. It has gone from fetus to baby. And this is when people will say something like, I'm pregnant. You can't do a gender reveal just yet, but somewhere in here, right? So a gender reveal, I would say, I'm not a doctor, but it could be anywhere from here to here, is when you know if the baby is a boy or a girl. You have your features, so you know it's got eyes and feet and hands. But gender reveal is in between this section here, 14 to 40. Don't know, every baby's different. Just like everybody. Okay. Rapid growth. This is when, like, okay, here in this area, you'll hear heartbeat and other things, but we'll get to that over there. But rapid growth happens. The baby grows very, very quickly between this last trimester. And in many countries, this is also an important time because nothing is allowed legally to happen to that baby. At this point in time, it is considered a human being. Okay, third trimester in many places, most. What can a woman experience during these trimesters? Well, she can expect to have morning sickness. That means she gets up in the morning, turns around, maybe sits down and takes a little pee, 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 pee. Then gets up. It's like, what happens? Morning sickness. I don't know why. Not every woman experiences it, but some do. I don't know if probably many do. That's why it's a thing, right? Morning sickness. She is sick in the morning. Also, unlike me who's been eating for three, she'll feel like she's eating for two. She is eating a lot of food. This is this rapid growth. There is something growing inside her. She's very, very hungry. And at the same time, she's tired. Why? Well, you try and build a house every single day, 20 hours a day, and don't see if you're tired. And then this big thing grows on you and you walk like this. You will be tired. And as you build the house, you'll need more food. And I don't know if that has to do with morning sickness, because as the baby grows, all of the things in a woman, her organs, get smaller. Right? They're pushed out as the baby comes. So you have to kind of be, you know, understand that. So morning sickness, eating more, and tired are the things that are going to happen during pregnancy, during the trimesters. Cool? All right. Now, this is all the nice stuff on the outside, but in the 21st century, what do most women do? They go to a medical facility to find out what's going on. Now, in North America, I believe this is the same in Europe, I can't say it all places, there are three possible people you can go to talk about having a healthy pregnancy. Now, I'm going to go with education. It doesn't mean one is better. Each person can use the people I will mention as they need them. Some people will use all three. Some people will use two. Some will use one. The first one is your OBGYN. Okay, you're about to laugh because I'm going to have a very difficult time saying this. Obstetrician gynecologist. Okay, this is a person who's actually a medical doctor, has gone to medical school, is a doctor, and specializes in dealing with pregnant women. Prenatal means before birth, prenatal care. Okay, prenatal and during pregnancy, sorry, prenatal care, during pregnancy, and delivering. This doctor is able to do that and any type of medical procedure. Because if something happens to the woman, maybe she's giving birth and there's a problem, this is actually a doctor. They can actually be a doctor, not just a baby specialist. Now, a midwife is a person, I guess they could have a mid-husband, I don't know, who has done a bachelor's degree in health sciences. They are not doctors, but they have a specialty in delivering healthy babies, and they have gone to university and done health sciences. They can help with bringing the baby, delivering, they can help with prenatal, but any medical procedure, they are not doctors, they cannot do. Now, the third one is called a doula. A doula does not have any medical training whatsoever. However, they are so good in creating an environment that a woman can deliver. They will massage a woman while she's delivering her baby. They will help her with breathing. They will give guidance. Interestingly enough, the word doula comes from Greek, which means servant. Cool, huh? It's like a servant while you're having a baby. Wow, royalty. Not even born and the thing's like a king. Anyway, that's another. So what do we do when we look at the medical end of it? One of the first things we do are regular checkups. We talked about the three sessions of first trimester, second, third. We want to have regular checkups to make sure the baby is okay in each stage. With the ultrasound, we get to hear the heartbeat. We also get to see the features of the baby. So a lot of times when people say they've got their ultrasound, that's when they can see the fingers, the feet, and if it's a girl or a boy. But especially important is listening for that heartbeat to know the baby is alive and healthy. Cool? All right. So that's the medical end of this, having this wonderful package we call a baby. Now, here's the part that's not so good. 9 months, you've gone through morning sickness, being tired, walking around with a building. And then you get to the labor part. This is the best part because no woman, no cry. She's not crying, her water broke. When a woman is about to give birth, it is not, she will have some ideas. She'll get some false contractions or phantom contractions, I believe they're called. But when she gets strong contractions, something happens, her water will break. Water can break, could look like a woman has peed her pants. When I say peed, she has gone to number one, pee-pee in her pants, and it's all over. Basically, the bag that keeps the baby in has broken. The liquid is coming out because the baby is coming. So if you ever hear a woman say, oh my God, my water broke, she needs to go to a hospital or get her midwife or doula right away. The baby is coming out. Okay? So let's move on to dilatation. Okay, I don't think you're hungry and it's not a diet. Sorry about that. You think I could deliver a lesson properly. Okay. So dilation. Okay, dilation is an opening. When something dilates, it gets bigger. Your eyes do this. If you're in a dark room, the pupil or dark part of your eye will get larger. It will dilate to bring in more light. In this case, for a woman, at her bottom part, it will dilate to allow the baby to come out. Okay, so they talk about, the doctors will say it is dilated to this much or this much, meaning the baby is coming because the body is opening to allow it out. Now, delivery is when they're cutting it out. Now, I didn't write down umbilical cord, but there is a cord that connects the mother and the child. So here's your mama. Here's you. She's so happy to see you. There's a cord called the umbilical cord. They cut that. That's part of the delivery process. Once that has happened and they tie it, this is you. You are now delivered like a FedEx package. No, Amazon. They get it better. Amazon package is delivered and you are done. And this is our process of what to expect when you are expecting. I've taken you from the little baby, trying to get the baby, to what the stages of the baby are, who will basically be involved and what happens when you're in that hospital bed and the woman is grabbing your arm and squeezing the life right out of you. She's squeezing you going, ah, you're like, don't kill me, because that baby's coming out. It's these contractions and the pain that she's going through. So that's why we in North America celebrate Mother's Day, because anybody who goes through that deserves one day of the year just for them. So now what we're going to do is, I want to introduce you to slang terms that you will probably hear your friends say more than we're trying to conceive right after this. Ready? And we're back. What's important about learning slang for pregnancy is that it is a very common, of course it's common, that's why you're here watching this video. It's a very common thing. And we talk about it a lot. You'll hear about it a lot. So we don't always use the medical terms. She's pregnant, they're trying to get pregnant. So here's a couple of fun ones you'll hear and you can use that won't offend people. And we'll bring you a little closer together, okay? So, knocked up. Okay, interesting thing about this one. You can say it as a joke, but it's also an insult, so be careful. Context matters, where and when matters. If it's your best friend and it's your sister and you love both of them and they loved you and you go, he got her knocked up, now he's got to marry her, it's okay. But some people will say in a dismissive way, like, she got knocked up when she was 16. It means pregnant, unplanned, not good. So listen for context and the tonality or the tone, and you'll know if it's sort of joking and they're all hugging each other like, oh, he knocked me up 10 years ago and I've got 5 kids, blah, blah, blah. Great. If it's someone talking in a bad way, like the tone is off, then you know they're insulting them. So knocked up can be fun if you're close and mean if they're not. A bun in the oven means pregnant, clearly. And you think when you have bun, you're making bread, right? You put the bread in and it's soft and gushy and blah. But then 20 minutes later, it smells good. It comes out. You're like, oh, it's delicious. Babies aren't delicious. Actually, they are. Barbecue sauce. I mean, no, babies are delicious. But what they mean by that is that babies are something special. Like a warm loaf or warm bread is special, especially on a Sunday morning. So a bun in the oven means something's being produced and something really incredible is going to come out later. Okay? Bun in the oven. And people will say that's fun, like she got a bun in the oven, you know, maybe even touched a little belly. Don't touch women's bellies unless you ask first, okay? This is usually around the younger set. Younger people, they're preggers, they're prego, okay? It's not an Italian sauce, it's the prego. Prego goes well with the parmigiana. No, please Italian people, don't kill me because I said prego. I know it's a terrible Italian accent, okay? But prego or preggers, usually younger people, okay? They'll say they're preggers, prego, same thing. Usually said in a fun, nice way. Eating for two is a nice colloquialism, or is a nice little saying that person's bigger or they're eating a lot of food because they're pregnant. So without even having the word there, saying they're eating for two, everyone goes, oh, are you pregnant? Oh my gosh, when are you due? You know what I forgot? I forgot due. Do is when are you going to have the baby? See, good thing you stuck around. All the people who left, they didn't learn that one. When someone says, when are you due? It means when will you have the baby? Not when is rent going to be paid. Okay. Ooh. Did I say this is a good one? This is kind of old. But if you ever watch a video from the 1960s, 1980s, and they in the South, the United States, and some guy standing there with a gun like this, and another man is like this, standing beside a woman. It's a shotgun wedding, boy. You got it pregnant? That's yours. Okay. Shotgun wedding means somebody has to get married for a reason. Usually because the woman has been made pregnant. Okay. And it means the father or the family's like, you did this. Now you have to marry this person. Yeah. So this isn't a fun one, but if you hear someone say it was a shotgun wedding, you probably have a question or two like, are they pregnant? Or, you know, because someone is being forced to marry somebody for a reason. Anyway, I got something for you, because this wouldn't be a James class with Mr. E if we didn't give you homework. And because it's for a baby, I'm going to give you 0 points, like the big belly. Not because it's not worth anything, but this is worth it for you to learn for the important people in your life, right? you were born, so your mother is one of them, right? But your sister may be, your wife or a friend's, and you want to be able to share in that experience with them. And you can use some of these terms, right? Now, what I want you to do is write down where you could use this information next. The next time you meet somebody at work, I mean, don't say it's at a shotgun wedding, but if somebody says, hey, one more thing. Don't ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. Let her tell you she's pregnant. I did that one time many, many years ago, and the woman actually had a medical problem, and the look on her face was like embarrassment and that she wanted to kill me. So please don't decide you know a woman is pregnant. If she says, I'm eating for two, you go, congratulations. That's why I'm teaching you this. Or she says, I'm preggers. Then you go, okay, you're pregnant. Congratulations. When are you due? That's great. So look at when you can use these, okay? And please be careful when you use the word knocked up. I already told you, depending on how you say it, people might get the wrong idea, right? Cool? Anyway, you, thank you for coming. Now, I have to read a quote, but I have to read a quote. So please forgive me. I've got a quote for you because I love to give you quotes. And this one is especially good because it's from Anonymous. Usually when I give a quote, I know who it's from. This is from Anonymous. It goes like this. A baby fills a place in your heart that you never knew was empty. I know you're crying. I know you're like, James, I just came here for the English. That's my job. Bring you an emotional experience of education. Anyway, thank you once again for always watching. But before you go away, I need you to go to www.ing.com, where you will find other lessons on women's cycles, pregnancy, other vocabulary, phrases, past perfect, present perfect, lessons that you need to improve your game in English, okay? So go there. Don't forget to also subscribe. Hit that bell. They call it the notification bell. That way you'll get every video I do when it comes out. Anyway, thank you once again for coming. Oh, don't forget to hit like because I like you. Ciao.